This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A megachurch pastor announced on Saturday that he has been diagnosed with cancer, but he says he hasn't lost hope. Find out more after this break.
Shane W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table. And it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth Not For Sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com.
Pastor Kirby John Caldwell announced on Saturday, July 6, that he had been diagnosed with stage 1 prostate cancer. Caldwell is the pastor of Windsor Village United Methodist Church and had previously served as a spiritual advisor to President George W. Bush. In a Facebook video, Caldwell said, "Earlier this week, I received a call from MD Anderson informing me that I've been diagnosed with stage 1 prostate cancer. Thank God that my prognosis does not look like my diagnosis. God was very clear that I will die from something, as we all will someday, but it won't be, or ought not to be, from prostate cancer." Caldwell went on to explain that he had three reasons for sharing his diagnosis. He said, "Number one, I encourage members always to share so that folks can pray for them, so I'm sharing that with you. Number two, I want to tell you myself before you heard it from someplace else, so you would know what's really going on. And then number three, I want to encourage you, as I have in the past, to just be a good and faithful steward of your health. Go to the doctor, get your checkups." On Monday, Caldwell responded to many who were praying for him with thanks, writing on Facebook, "Thank you for all the prayers and messages of support and inspiration. I truly believe what it says in Isaiah 53:4-5. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Blessings." Pray for Caldwell's full healing from cancer. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.